782-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. 96 degrees in the panhandle right now at Eva, 92 at Skip Out, 86 at Cherokee, Alva's 86 also, 87 at Camargo, 84 at Eric, 83 at Hobart, and 81 at Granfield. Out here in Texas Tech country, 91 degrees at Lipscomb, Miami, 92, 86 at Wellington, and 84 degrees at Odell. All right, let's see here. Let's just get right into our fire situation right now. Basically, most of Kansas, three-fourths of Oklahoma, except very southeastern Oklahoma, the whole Texas panhandle and a little bit in parts of North Texas, northeastern quarter of New Mexico and the southeastern quarter of Colorado, you guys, we're all under a red flag warning. Please don't be doing anything you don't have to. According to sources from the fire yesterday up there in North Foss Lake, it was human started it and it wasn't necessary. So that's what was coming of that up there. Luckily, dude, we got some bad to bone firefighters out here in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas panhandle. Plus, we have aerial support. So this year. So be careful out there today, folks. See anything suspicious or see any smoke, please report it immediately. And an update from the Oklahoma Forestry Service. The outlook, fire weather will moderate some more Saturday and then ramp back up Sunday into next weekend, or next week, especially across western regions of Oklahoma. Some storm chances entered the forecast early next week, although the current precipitation forecast does not hold optimism for widespread wetting rainfall, and the western half of Oklahoma remains dry with concerning fire danger continuing. So according to the OFS, the Oklahoma Forestry Service, their mobilization deal right now is at Guyman Suppression Group, engines, dozers, overhead, Woodward, same thing, Weatherford, same thing, Stillwater, same thing, and Ardmore, everything. I'm not kidding. I said this the other day, I am loving this overhead being part of the suppression groups. It's cool. It's a change for Oklahoma, so it's great. I mean, Texas has always had it from the forestry department, and I know Texas got a few more dollars than we do, but that's okay. We got it. We got it under control. So be careful out there, everybody. I did go to 1 hour of the Oklahoma Peanut Commission and the Oklahoma Cotton Council and the Oklahoma State University class this morning on chemicals, and it was really good. Maxwell Smith does a really good job from Altus, from the OSU extension down there, and so I did get to attend it. Full house, you guys, missed out. Free donuts and coffee, should add your breakfast there, but no, just kidding. They had table set out there and all the chairs were full. It was a good turnout. Thanks for everybody for attending to that. And next week, April 2nd, check in at 8:30 at Weatherford at the Tom Stafford Museum there. The Oklahoma Peanut Commission will be having their annual shingding. Let's just call it that. I don't have the paper in front of me, so sorry. 8:30. April 2nd, I'm going to be there. Some of the guys from over here, we need to get all the peanut farmers from out here in western Oklahoma to attend that, please. It'd be good to have a good attendance. They got some really good guest speakers. I'm going to be talking about some new varieties of peanuts, and that's going on. The Penny News is out, hot off the press, and this is the week for the Atwoods insert. Brian's buy of the week, if you feed your dogs this, 99-cent cans of 99 cents for 13-ounce can of Ranch Hound dog food. Pretty good deal on that. Usually $1.39. But we're going to do Jimmy's pick of buy of the week. How's that? Dude, everybody, you need to go to your Atwood store. They're all the same. They always got all the same good deals going on. They've got some really, really, really good deals going on DeWalt tools right now. And I'm talking about all DeWalt tools, not just one specifically. But what I did see is on the DeWalt Days tool sale, you got to buy a $3.49 5-gallon Atwoods DeWalt bucket, and you get 20% off any DeWalt power tool and phone accessories that you can fit inside of that. But this caught my attention. There's a little black box over there next to the bucket. It says, includes sale items. That's a sweet deal. So go check that out. There's just too many DeWalt deals going on in here to mention. The one that caught my attention, I already bought one last year, so I don't need any more, but was the regularly $259 is $149 now for your choice of the two-pack 20VXR 5AH lithium ion batteries or the 2060 volt max flex volt ion 9/8-inch battery. So they got that going on. And then I noticed something else in here you guys need to check out in the old insert into the Penny News. What is it? Give me a second. I got to get to it. There it is. So there's a, about every farm truck's always got a rifle in it. There's a Diamondback DB15 223 5.56 semi-automatic rifle in here that's usually $600. They got $100 off on it, and I think it'd be an awesome truck rifle to carry around to rehome some certain animals that roam our areas. So there you go. And then also the new Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar's out. Hendricks cattle's March 28th at 12 o'clock. McIntyre Red Angus is March 30th at 1. Zier Red Angus is April the 3rd at 1 o'clock. Red River Red Angus bull sale is April 4th at 1 o'clock. OK Red Angus Association having their deal at OKC West, April the 10th at 1 o'clock. And then this is a new one that was just added. Apache Auction Market, April 25th. That's about a month from now at 12:30. I just happened to look that up out of curiosity, see what was going on. And it is the Stockman's Oklahoma Livestock Apache Oklahoma Special Replacement Cow Sale. Outstanding offering from lots of breeders here in southwestern Oklahoma and other place. So right now what they got on there that Saturday is 42 2-to-3-year-old black bred cows, 64 3-to-4-year-old black bred cows, 35 5-to-8-year-old bred cows, and 100 2-year-old red Angus pairs, cows exposed to red Angus bulls right now, 60 black breeding age heifers, and they've been checked, and then 35 6-to-7-year-old black and black white face pairs, cows bred to reputable Angus cow bulls, 25 2-to-3-year-old black pairs, and 5 2-year-old Charley's pairs and 32-year-old black and black white face pairs. Give them a call, and this auction will be on cattleusa.com. Dustin Glover, Rex Fleming, old smiling Rex, Tyler Glover, and Greg Griffin. There's some more in there. Check it out. It's in the Penny News on page 22. And all the sales are in there. So check that all out. Just wanted to share that with you guys. And looky there, she even changed the deal in the Penny News for Hay Day Wednesdays. Hey, speaking of hay, anybody got any straw or round bales of straw or crap hay that they're wanting to sell? I got a gentleman over by Sarah that's looking for some grinding hay for his lots. If you got any, shoot me a text here at the studio on the Fowler Agency text line, 580-225-9697. If you got any, like I said, straw or grass hay or any other hay that's old and are not, you don't want to use for feeding or something, I got a gentleman looking for some for grinding, and I'll share his number with you offline. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean and grain futures were a little changed overnight amid uncertainty about a peace deal with Iran. President Trump said on social media that Iran needs to get serious soon before it's too late, increasing tensions between the U.S. and Iran. U.S. officials indicated that peace talks were taking place, while Iran said no discussions had taken place. Instead, Iran said on Wednesday that the U.S. had sent a proposal that was being reviewed. Well, they're communicating. Oil futures jumped in overnight trading with the U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate gaining 3.4% and Global Standard Brent crude raising almost 4%. Equities, meanwhile, were lower with the Dow futures off by 0.6%, S&P down 0.7%, and NASDAQ down 0.8%. Iran said that it may begin charging ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway connecting the Persian Gulf with the Gulf of Oman and the Arabian Sea. About 20 million barrels a day, or 25% of global seaborne oil, passed through that strait last year, according to the International Energy Agency. About a third of the world's seaborne fertilizers pass through this strait, which I found out this is not true. It's about 15%. That's not quite a third. Soybean futures for May delivery was up a half a penny to 11.72 and a quarter a bushel. Soy meal dropped 260 to 317.20 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.62 cents to 67.72 cents a pound. Corn futures fell a quarter of a penny to 4.67 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for May delivery lost 3.25 to 5.94.5 a bushel. And Kansas City futures were up a half a penny to 6.18.25 a bushel. Today's Thursday, ethanol days. Let's just see what happened. Said ethanol output rose and inventories jumped to the highest level in a year. Production of the biofuel increased to 1.116 million, so it was up about 100,000 barrels from last week. Midwest, the biggest producers, the one that jumped the most, about 40,000 of those barrels. And West Coast production came up 1,000 barrels to average of 9,000, and that was pretty much it. Everybody else stayed the same except for the Gulf Coast. It declined about 4,000 barrels a day as a week earlier. So ethanol stocks on March the 20th were reported at 27.17 million barrels. That's up from about a little over half a million barrels from the week before. According to the National Weather Service, red flag warnings have been spread and will now take effect for a large chunk of land, from Nebraska to the Texas Panhandle to New Mexico, as I discussed earlier. Most of your winds are going to be anywhere from 15 to 25, gusts up to 35 today into this evening. Here's the problem. The humidity is going to be dropping around to 10% or lower. That's where it comes in. In the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, winds will also blow from 15 to 20 with gusts up to 35. Tomorrow, though, the wind's going to be switching, be coming out of the other direction. Looks like forecast wind for tomorrow is 40 mile an hour and plus. Okay, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. So let's take a break. Be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Most of your farm equipment has cylinders. Sometimes they know what's the matter with it. If it's leaking, they'll bring it in. If they just need a seal kit, you tear it completely apart. Replace all the rubber goods that's in the cylinder. Well, my name is Roy Jones, and everybody in Elk City knows me by Bird. And this is Camrock Supply, Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's 2111 South Main, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
I've known them guys for years and years, and they know what I'm capable of doing.
You get up before the sun, ready to go to work. Whether it's 35 degrees or 95 degrees outside, you'll spend the next 10 or 12 hours out in it. In the field or in the barn, with the crops or with the cattle. No paid holidays, no paid vacation, no company 401k, but you love it. Napa Auto Parts appreciates what you do for all of us. Agriculture isn't a job, it's a way of life. During National Agriculture Week, Napa wants to shine a light on what you do to make life better for everyone.
Not all seed companies focus on sorghum and forages, but Advanta Seeds does. We prioritize yields and quality because that's what creates value for your business. So if you're dealing with it in the field, we're in the fight with high growth for tough weeds like Texas Panicum and Foxtail, Afix for proven protection from sugarcane aphids, and BMR6 for increased digestibility and greater gains. Talk to your seed dealer about Advanta Seeds and our industry-leading sorghum and forage portfolio.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
XIT Auctions has the big Kiowa County Farmers and Ranchers Auction Saturday, April 4th on the Gin Yard in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. Selling trucks, tractors, trailers, farm equipment of all kinds, and much more. Now to consign, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check all the details out at xitauctions.com. That's Saturday, April 4th, on the Gin Yard in Long Wolf, Oklahoma, 393-4440. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lake McClellan, here is your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. 89 degrees, heat index of 86, humidity is 21%, dew point is 44. The winds are out of the south at 22 with wind gusts up to 31. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 67 degrees. Pretty warm soil temperature there. Something popped up on my phone during a commercial, and you just got to shake your head sometimes. So over there in those neighborhoods that burn in the fire over there in L.A., what was that, last year, year before? I think it was last year. The homeowners associations in one community sent out a $23,000 bill to all the to each residence, giving them 34 days to pay. And it says trying to see the reasoning for this. special assessment forced upon every homeowner in the community. That's just like I was talking to Gabe in here the other evening. A friend of mine's buddy has a 48-foot houseboat up out on Lake Mead over there by Las Vegas. And just the stall rental apart alone is $1,300 to store a 48-foot boat in the marina there. And that doesn't include electricity or water. It's a lot of moolah, Glad we don't have a homeowner association west of Carter, because I wouldn't pay. All right, let's check out Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. We need any spraying, dry fertilizer, spreading, call Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma. All right. Really not a whole lot going on with the markets. Nothing crazy anyway. Kansas City wheat, May, 627, up 10. July is 642, up 9.25. Wheat for May out of Chicago, 604, up 7. July, 615, up 6.25. It keeps creeping up. Might have some $7, $8 wheat come harvest time. Problem is, are we going to have any to harvest? Corn, May, 467 up a quarter. July, 478 up a quarter. And soybeans for May, 1177 up 5.25. July is 1192 up 4.75. Soybean oil, May, 6806 currently up 96. Soybean meal, May, 321.17 up 190. And July is 318.90 up 90. See what oats are doing. Oats are up 7 today for May at 339. Livestock didn't look too bad. The live cattle a little bit in the red, and the feeders are a little bit in the green. Nothing dramatic going on here. April's 234.12 up 30, or down 30, sorry. June is 233.55 down 30. Feeders for March, 363.60 up 165. April is 354.32 up 97, and May is 350.82 up 77. Lean hogs, April 90.87 down 2 cents. May is 95.47 down 7 cents. See what's going on with the Earl today. It's up again. May 95.01 up 4.69. Natural gas hanging in around 302 for April, up 7 cents on that deal there. There you have it. There's your deal. Okay. So, you guys remember me talking about the Southern Border article last week that was published in Beef? It was talking about some of the people explaining what goes on down there with the border being closed. And mainly this article is about the farmers and the ranchers and the feedlot owners in Arizona. And the article was called A Call to Open the Border. Well, they got some letter responses back from some of the readers. And I really want to share these two letters with you. So let's start with the one from Walter Schnauscher from the Montana Farmers Union. I recently read a couple articles in the Beef magazine promoting the ideal of reopening the Mexican border to cattle imports. The article suggests that there's no real concern of the New World screwworm, and it did say that, invading the U.S. via live animals. They want you to believe that the proper controls on the Mexican side will prevent contaminated cattle from crossing the border. They ignore the fact that the New World screwworm can lay eggs undetected in noses, ears, mouths, and navel. Many of the comments promoting reopening the border were made by Jordan Bell from CattleMex. This is a biased, self-motivated article. Her family is the largest importer of Mexican cattle. Of course, she wants to reopen the border, even if it puts all of us at risk. Cattle Mex is a major marketer and exporter of Mexican stocker and feeder cattle with operations in both Mexico and the United States. While they specialize in importing cattle into the U.S., they are a diversified ag firm involved in livestock sourcing, transportation, and pastures in Mexico. They primarily act as marketers, supplier, and broker rather than operating conventional feedlots themselves. To suggest the New World screwworm is nothing to worry about is delusional. We need to continue to develop and release sterile flies like they're doing now to push the New World screwworm back to southern regions of Mexico before allowing the risk of bringing any Mexican cattle New World screwworm into the United States. The beef from those cattle still fills much of the U.S. beef supply. They're just being fed and harvested south of the border with U.S. grown feet. It's a true story. You didn't think they're just going to let those steers and heifers just stay over there and just hang around. No. They have the largest feedlot in the world now in Mexico to feed these, and they're coming over in box beef. We're getting it one way or the other. Yes, I know it's devastating on the ag communities along the border. They're not supply, you know, they don't have all that traffic going on, commerce, as you want to call it. But the corn being grown down there and any other feeds along the border is still going across the border into Mexico to feed the Mexican cattle over there. Here's another response, and this comes from Jordan Bell. As part of a family-owned Arizona business that imports and produces Mexican cattle, I'm reaching out to you regarding, this is a response to that article. I'm reaching out to you regarding the USDA's blanket New World screwworm policy. This policy has resulted in an extended closure of the U.S.-Mexican ports to cattle imports from Arizona to Texas. Continuing closure of ports in Arizona is a decision that is not supported by either science or sound policy. The prolonged closure of the Arizona-Mexico livestock ports is devastating our operations in the border, the broader ag industry. The impact extends far beyond our state, affecting businesses and communities from California to Oklahoma and creating an unnecessary beef market crisis for U.S. consumers. Locally, this federal policy is crippling Arizona businesses tied to Mexican cattle imports, and we discussed that last week, reducing the tax base in Nogales and Douglas and hurting industries. Financially ruined should not be the reward for regulatory compliance. I, along with other importers and producers of Mexican cattle and supporting industries, request the USDA to Regent Livestock Ports. I would not make this request if I was not 100% certain of any safety of the Sonora cattle. Because we have not received clear guidance or communication from the USDA, I'm requesting your support advocating that this for this sector of the livestock industry. There you go. I'm pretty sure the communication from the USDA is well known. It's the border's closed. That's the only communication you need. They got it closed, and they're not going to talk about reopening. I think this ag administration has learned its lesson from last October. Just keep your mouth shut. The border's closed. We're working on getting sterile flies. They're releasing millions of them right now. And that's all they're going to say. They're not going to even predict when they're going to open that border up because how volatile our cattle market is right now. So, all right, I just wanted to share those with you. So, coming up in the next segment, Pete's pick of the week for tractors. And then we're going to talk about the Massey Ferguson in the last segment. Let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Kent Watkins here with SE AgriTech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Caput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Caput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI AgriTech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance, covering all your pivot needs. Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots, from drivetrain components to sprinkler parts. Invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
I am a personal banker. That's my title. When you come in, I'm going to help you open your account, decide what type of account you might need. You're kind of going to tell me your needs. I'll tell you what we have that will fit your need. You have to have a valid picture ID and Social Security card. That's it. It doesn't take very long. I would say 20 minutes. Depends on how much we start visiting. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, everybody. I just want to give you a quick update to my listeners up there in the northern Texas panhandle. There is a fire that just popped up about 6 minutes ago. It's called the FM 377 fire. It's near County Road 28 and Farm Market Road 377 east of Perryton. Looks like it's right on the Ogletree and Lipscomb County line there. It's not real big right at the minute, but just be aware if you got any land, structures, or cattle or animals out there in that area around County Road 28 and Farm and Market 377. One of my listeners turned me on to this app about 3 weeks ago. If you guys haven't, if you want to follow the fires and stuff like that, it's called Watch Duty. It's pretty accurate. It covers the whole United States, but you can narrow it down to three or four counties you want to watch and get updates. It'll give you updates on any fires in those counties. Watch Duty is the app, and it is free. It's check it out. It's Watch, W-A-T-C-H, Duty, D-U-T-Y. Free download on your phone. Check it out. It's pretty cool. All right, let's check out some weather. Let's head to Arnett. I used to say world famous, home of world famous Lori Campbell. I'm going to switch it around. I'm going to go over to her other half, the worst half. He's taller, but he's worse. Jeremiah Campbell, because he's been in Washington trying to be a sophisticated rancher and farmer, and he's big, he's intimidating to some people, but we're going to say aren't at home with the wannabe famous Jeremiah Campbell. He's also a firefighter for the Arnett Fire Department, by the way. 90 degrees, feels like 87, dew point's 49, the humidity's 25. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 15 miles an hour, with wind gusts up to 23 currently. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 64, sunset at 7:56. Breezy and 100 today, I think we're going to get there. Tonight, breezy and 42 with the south winds. Sometime during the night, it's going to be switching, be out of the north, 18 to 32. Tomorrow's just going to be 60 degrees north to northeast winds, 24 to 35 miles an hour with wind gusts over 40, possibly up to 50 tomorrow. So everybody, you just be careful today. We don't need to be fighting all that, any wildfires with this wind switch going on. That's usually we get it, big dry front, and then the wind will switch out of the deal. So, all right. Let's see what Pete picked this week. I was even impressed. Pete's pick of the week, 40-year-old John Deere tractor, 4850, shatters the records. Estate and retirement auctions keep equipment on the move during the busiest month of the year. Just as temperatures are shattering records across the country, used tractor prices are heating up also. At a sale hosted by Polk Auction Company on March 21st in Rotul, Illinois, a John Deere tractor set a new auction record. This machinery's pick of the week, Pete's pick of the week, comes from Albert Warren Living Estate Auction. A 1986 John Deere 4850 with 4,100 hours on it sold for $80,000 or $80,500, beating the previous record by $15,000. It is a sweet looking tractor. That's all I can tell you. It looks like, I didn't get to see the inside of the cab, but it looks like it is a quad range. I'm expecting front wheel assist, full set of weights on it. Also, Big Iron Auctions also seen record-breaking results from Tom Keek Estate Auction in Auburn, Nebraska on March the 18th. A 2003 John Deere 9320 with 1,837 hours on it sold for $212,000. The last record was at $193,000, and it held for 15 years, and it just got blowed plumb out of the water. What is the 9320? I'm trying to think. I'm not familiar with that number. 2013 John Deere 8360R with 1,226 hours on it. I know what that one is. Sold for $227,500, the highest auction price in 13 months. 2019 John Deere S770 Hilco Side Hill Combine with a 478 engine in it, 478 engine in it, sold for $396,250. That's the second highest auction price ever. On March 19th, coming in at second highest auction price on record, a 2017 Versatile 260 with 733 hours sold for $103,400. That online farm retirement auction was hosted by Schmidt Auction. You know, it's not a bad looking tractor. Really isn't. I was just seeing what was going on. So, and then, that 8360R, 227,500. Yeehaw. Interesting. But the 4850 was awesome. That's all I can tell you. That was an awesome price for that thing there. Okay, let's see here. Oh, I want to have a little fun with you guys. I want you to think about this during the break. Hang on here. This is just a, I don't have any prizes, but just something fun to do here. So our Fowler Agency text line is 580 225-9697. Just send me an answer. You don't have to send your name with it, unless you want me to say it live on the radio. So what's your go-to treat that makes your chickens go absolutely crazy? What is your go-to treat that makes your chickens go absolutely crazy? And we'll talk about it after on the next break there. And you would not believe some of the responses I've seen on this Facebook page. Again, what's your go-to treat that makes your chickens go absolutely crazy? 580-225-9697 is your Fowler Agency text line. Send me your go-to treat. Be fun to do today. All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you in a bind and need some cash fast? Yes Finance in Elk City loves to say yes. They can help relieve stress with a loan up to $1,300. Most loans are approved in 30 minutes or less. Yes Finance takes pride in helping you get the money you need for any occasion. Go by the office at 1414 West 3rd Street in Elk City or apply online at localloangroup.com. Again, that's localloangroup.com. At Yes Finance, they love to say yes. One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it, and we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew, because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet, sounds good. See you.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 9th. 1,575 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 431 brought 567.50. 14 at 456 brought 507.50. 4 at 580 brought 445. 25 at 806 brought 350, 30 at 909 brought 327.50, 5 at 1007 brought 305, 7 head of heifers at 525 brought 417.50, 17 at 599 brought 400, 28 at 655 brought 375, 8 at 719 brought 338, 4 at 804 brought 317.50, 11 at 861 brought 327, 20 at 1022 brought 289, butcher cows were 10 to 183, butcher bulls 130 to 220, bred cows 1650 to 4300, pairs brought 1700 to 4350. Western Oklahoma Livestock, Clinton, Oklahoma sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at Sweetwater, featuring over 70 registered Angus bulls, 40 commercial Red Angus pairs, and 100 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Let's go go to Bessie, Oklahoma, and check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Currently it's 86, feels like 84, dew point's 54, humidity's 33, the winds are out of the south at 25 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 32. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 66 degrees. Sunset at 7:52. Breezy and 95 today with south winds 16 to 30. Same thing going on tonight is up northern Oklahoma. Breezy 48 tonight. South to north winds switching sometime during the night from north, be blowing up to 28 miles an hour steadily with wind gust up to 40. Tomorrow, it's a wonderful day. 59 degrees. North winds to northeast wind, 30 to 36 with wind gusts up to 40, 45, possibly up to 50 miles an hour tomorrow show. So I've been thinking with that front coming in. Matter of fact, let me look at my hourly deal here and see what time that wind's going to switch. And then I'll tell you the reason why I'm thinking this. The winds are going to be out of the west, east, no, east. About midnight, that's when the winds are going to switch from the south to the north. Okay, I've had the urge to get back into my fishing this year, crappie fishing mainly. So I might be going fishing this evening for 2 or 3 hours before dark. With that front coming in, they'll be feeding like crazy. Problem is the dam's on the north side, and the water will be splashing up on the dam from the south because of our fierce winds right now. So it might be just a one pole day instead of two or three poles out there. So I'm going to try it. So speaking of crappie fishing, I was checking the crappie reports out on the lakes, and some of them are pretty good and some of them aren't. How's the fishing up there at Lake Optimum? Has anybody heard up there in the panhandle? I know they've been getting a lot of water the last 2 years, and I didn't know if they stocked it up there. And I'm curious how the fishing was. Get a boat out there? Can you ski? Anyway, so before we went to break, I asked a question, a fun question. What's your go-to treat that makes your chickens absolutely go crazy? So I had some pretty decent response, pretty common in it. One of them was grasshoppers. Oh, also, that 9320 John Deere I was asking about, somebody said it's a 375 horsepower four-wheel drive. They believed. So, yeah, that makes sense. That's that number on this tractor. I wasn't even thinking about them. My wife treats her eggs or her chickens hot pepper flakes. So does that make your eggs hotter? Can you taste the pepper in them? Is that even reasonable? All right, let's read some of these responses. One person said mealworms. One lady said chicken or kitchen scraps. I have a large bowl with a lid on it. I put eggshells and other scraps and empty each day in the run. The chickens know this bowl and come running towards me when I'm carrying it. Salad bar. I work in the school cafeteria every Thursday. We are a 4-day school week. We throw out the salad bar and start fresh Monday. Well, instead of throwing it away, I bag it up for my chickens. And bread, shrimp hulls, okay. Grapes, watermelon. Yeah, I know those. You can throw a half a watermelon out there, and those chickens love to peck it. Blueberry and hard-boiled eggs, cooked rice. 15 out of 10. Black soldier fly larva. Okay. Blue crab shells. Somebody likes seafood. We have one named Peanut that loves Cheez-Its. If it's orange, she thinks it's one and rushes as fast as possible to get it. Takes him right out of our hands. June bugs, sweet corn, plain Greek yoga. Yogurt, I mean. Fish scraps or leftover canned dog food. Two neighbors bring me leftovers, one from the hospital cafeteria and the other from the local restaurant. Pretty innocent. I was looking for one. I missed it. One person said, anything in a black bucket. They don't give a crap what's in that bucket. They're going to eat it. Let's see here. Jello shots. Okay. That with or without alcohol. Seriously, anything I bring from my kitchen, they see me coming with a bowl and a pot and lose their mind. Spaghetti noodles, popcorn, cooked eggs, watermelon and blueberries. Seems like a lot of common things. Microgreens, corn and mealworms, cooked pasta, all kinds of crazy stuff on here. I thought I'd just have a little fun with that question today. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to save my Massey Ferguson one for tomorrow because I don't know if I can. Said pepper flake worms and it prevents mites. Okay. Didn't know that. On your chickens. Anybody listening out there raise chicken? Pepper flakes worms. And if a chicken eats an egg, that's cannibalism. Yeah, you're right. True story. Okay. I'm going to play this real quick. This update came over my email during the break a while ago. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to play it, but I'm going to try it. So bear with me here a second.
Five-pronged plan, and Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Dudley Hoskins, provided an update on their efforts so far.
One of those key pillars under that five-pronged plan was enhancing our capability and infrastructure and enhancing the sterile fly production that we currently have. We're still relying on our COPEC facility in Panama that produces about 100 million sterile flies per week. We continue to disperse those wherever and however we can when we're seeing the highest risk movement of flies in Mexico. The secretary has initiated an additional dispersal facility in Tampico, Mexico that we completed construction on last November. It helps us be more nimble in our aerial dispersal in Mexico, places hard to get to. So that's been a critical asset to us in that toolbox. Most recently, the secretary was in McAllen, Texas at Moore Air Base and participated in a ribbon cutting ceremony to bring the new dispersal facility online in McAllen. That dispersal facility is operational. It's dispersing flies as we speak.
I'm Dale Santelman with Southeast AgNet.
There you go. Sorry about that. I didn't know if that echo was just my headphones or out there too. I hope I fixed it. Anyway, we got that going on. So that was an update on the dispersal of the screwworm flies because it still is a main concern. I just don't like overblowing stuff until we know for sure what's going on. According to this article here, let's see what else we got here. Tomatoes. Somebody. Oh, I got a couple of text messages going on here. Tomato worms. They will eat them in the air. Yes, they will. For sure. For sure. I wish I could keep chickens around the house. Between cats and dogs and all kinds of varmints around my deal. I don't know. I got plenty going on. According to this, in the cattle markets article, focus on trade, demand, and beef production to continue the theme of various links in the beef supply chain. The article will focus on cattle availability, where market conditions could be headed as we move into the spring. And guess what? Eventually into the summer grilling season. Favorite time of the year, where seasonal demand for beef typically peaks. The total number of cattle on feed as of March, we've discussed a couple times this week, 11.55 million head. That's up slightly from last month and down slightly from the same period last time. But what we're trying to talk about here is the grilling demand when it does. Memorial Day is considered the unofficial start of grilling season, which typically brings peak seasonal demand for beef. March and April usually brings peak demand for other proteins such as ham and lamb, while beef demand slows. This year, demand for beef has risen over the last several weeks, pulling prices higher as much of the faster pace than in the past years. Since January, the choice beef cutout value has increased by $50.14 per hundredweight, or 13%, for $349.97 per hundredweight on January 27th. As of March 20th, it's now at $400.11 per hundredweight. And has many analysts questioning if the strong demand for grilling season will pull beef prices even higher this summer. I got a feeling it's going to, because the demand for beef's there. Cattle supplies will take years to rebuild, but demand can change more quickly. Events such as recession could be a threat to strong demand that has supported beef prices over the last couple of years. There you have it. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.